Today on Gardening in a Minute, greening your lawn. We all like a green lawn, but in the summer, grasses like St. Augustine, Bahia, and Centipede often turn yellow. It's caused not by heat or a need for water, but a lack of nitrogen. But fertilizing with nitrogen in the summer is not always a good idea, since it can encourage excess growth, causing more work for you and often attracting insects and diseases. So for a green lawn this summer, apply iron sulfate or chelated iron to your lawn instead of a complete fertilizer. They'll give you the dark green color you desire without stimulating growth. These products come in liquid and granular forms and are both easy to apply. Follow label instructions and pump it up with iron. For more information about this and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, managing yard insect pests. It's inevitable that you'll get insect pests in your landscape. It's what you do about them that counts. First of all, check your plants regularly for signs of insect problems. Early detection makes pest management much easier. If you have a few large insects, remove them by hand. Of course, a little insect damage isn't the end of the world. Before you resort to pesticides, figure out how much damage you can live with, and remember that insects serve as food for many birds and other creatures. Start with horticultural oils and insecticidal soaps, which can be more environmentally friendly than stronger chemicals. Spot treat affected areas instead of broadcast spraying. Apply these treatments only if and when they're needed, and always follow label instructions. For more information about this and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, bald cypress. Bald cypress is a tree commonly found in swamps in the southeastern United States. This tree is known for its knees, which are actually root outgrowths. The bald cypress can live for hundreds of years, growing as large as 150 feet tall with a spread of 35 feet. These beautiful trees make a great addition to any property. While they do well in moist areas, they're much more drought tolerant than most people think. In the autumn, the feathery foliage of bald cypress will change to a copper color, eventually falling off. The leaves return in the spring with a flush of green. Purchase and plant container-grown bald cypress trees at any time of the year. Be sure to water your tree on a regular basis until it's established. For more information about bald cypress and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, organic gardens. Organic gardening is an increasingly popular pastime. In an organic garden, natural and organic materials are favored over synthetic chemicals and compounds. As with any vegetable or flower garden, an organic garden needs a well-drained spot where it'll get plenty of sunlight. Provide nutrients to your plants by incorporating organic matter, like composted animal manure, into the soil at least 3 weeks before planting, since these materials are slow working. Mixed organic fertilizers can be added right before planting. Water your organic garden in the early morning to help prevent disease and solarize the soil to combat nematodes. Handpick insects or use horticultural oils, insecticidal soaps, or other low-toxicity products to control them. For more information about organic gardens and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, stinging and venomous insects. Florida's crawling with insects, and most of us have felt their bites and stings. They can cause pain, itching, and swelling in people who aren't allergic, and for those with allergies, they can be dangerous. Bees and wasps will usually leave you alone, but can sting. If you're stung by a bee, scrape out the stinger immediately. Wasps can sting multiple times because they don't leave their stingers behind. Large stingers can also be found on the furry female velvet ant, and the aggressive fire ant packs a painful sting and can swarm quickly. Florida is also home to several kinds of stinging caterpillars that have poisonous spines and are usually brightly colored. Be on the lookout for these critters while outside enjoying the great outdoors. For more information about this and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM.